Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Damn. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Again. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. God, so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Tuesday, April the 25th of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, got a very important topic. We're continuing in this theme that we're going to continue in probably for the next month or so. We want to go through and really make sure that we reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. We want to uncover, we want to go behind the curtain. We want to go to the Wizard of Oz, and we want to go behind the curtain where Oz is at. And we want to talk about the hidden secrets or the hidden science. It's not that it's hidden. It's just that nobody talks about it. So today we want to talk about this word that we call success. Now, that word is a very slippery word because everybody, you know, wants success, but very few people can define success. So we're not here to really define success, but whatever that word means to you, success may be health. Success may be taking care of your mother and father. Success may be being a good father or being a good wife. So whatever your definition of success, my definition consists of four components. That is wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. Having a positive, relationship. In relationships, not only with God, but with myself, with my wife, with my children, and with my peers and my family members. So that is success. And so based upon my definition of success, I have room for improvement. So I want to be more successful. So today we want to talk about one of the keys that leads to success. We want to talk about how it works behind the scenes. And we want to talk about this principle. The Bible says, give and it shall be given. It's called the giving principle. Now, you've heard this principle before. A lot of people talk about giving. But I want to come at it from a different perspective today, because the universe, again, only responds to other universes. So until you see yourself, until you give to yourself, until you see yourself as a single standing column of waveform energy, until you see yourself as a uni, which means one, verse, which means frequency or song. So until there is one verse, until there is one theme that you can give, the universe doesn't respond to you. The science of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships is based upon your left brain and your right brain coming into harmony with itself. In the area of relationships, it's based upon the husband and the wife are the two people coming together in harmony with itself. Success, the science behind success, is that the brain works according to the RAS, or the reticular activating system, on a standard. So the brain says that in order for riches, in order for health, in order for wisdom, in order for this relationship to come to you, that your brain must vibrate on the same principle as the nous. Now, we talked about the nous, which is a Greek word that means mind, not your mind, but the universe's mind. So the problem with this principle that everybody says give and it shall be given, most people think that this principle refers to me giving you something, and it does. That's the outside meaning. But we're talking about the science behind the principle. We're talking about the inside meaning. So the inside meaning of this principle, which is the principle of giving, which says that you cannot give a person more in cash value than you take from him or her in use value. See, you have to give him more use value than the cash that you take from him. In other words, your rewards in life equals your service to others. That is the outside meaning. So your success in life equals your success to others. So to be more successful in life, you have to be more successful with others. So the principle on the outside means that give and it shall be given. So everybody knows that principle, so that's not nothing new. But how does that work in the unseen realm? Well, in the spirit realm, the outside meaning that says I must give more in use value than I receive in cash value. My rewards in life always equal my service to others. Let me say that again. This is extremely important. This is the reason why success eludes 90% of most people. You have to give more in use value than you receive in monetary value. Your rewards in life always equal your service to others. Your rewards in life always equals your service to others. Your rewards in life always equals service to others. So therefore, when we look at the role that biology plays, there is a currency of the biological world. In order for you to understand what this means, you have to understand that money is a unit of value. It is an instrument of exchange. It is a mechanism of counting. Money, again, activates neurological triggers. That is the science behind the principle of giving. This is called the biology of exchange. Without understanding the biological evolution of why energy is the currency of the biological world and how that impacts the evolution of money into your pocket, you will not experience the electrical and the magnetic conductivity inside of your skin. I can hook you up to a brain scan or an MRI, and I can show you why you're poor. Based upon the biological or the biology of exchange, you are an instrument of exchange. You don't create. You are. You are the producer. You are the composer. You are the maestro, the maestro. You are a little g. While you are seeking a medium of exchange instead of being the medium of exchange. So when the scripture says give and it shall be given, everybody goes running out to find something to give. And because you're looking for something that you already got, you're violating another law, which says God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. Then you violate another law. Godliness plus contentment is great gain. The universe only responds to other universes. God only recognizes himself. God doesn't recognize you. He only recognizes himself and his son. So you are a blood cell inside the body of Christ. That's what the Bible says, that we are all members of one body. One body. Uni. One. Verse, body, vessel. There's only one vessel. You're trying to create a cistern. In the book of, I think it's Isaiah, where it talks about the fountain of living waters. It says that we create our own fountains of living waters. In the Greek, that's called a cistern. It's a vessel that holds water. Well, you're already in a vessel that is already made of water. So when you go outside of the universe does not recognize you. So you're asking amiss. That's what it talks about in James 3. So James chapter 3 says that a double-minded man cannot receive anything from God. So the universe already has a plan for growth. Yeshua says that I'm not here to do my will, but I'm here to do the will of my Father. So you're here to do what? Since you are here to do your will, you are violating the universe's will, so the universe doesn't recognize you, so the universe doesn't respond to you. Now, you can override this with effort. You can override this with bulldog tenacity. You can override this with focus, discipline, and order. That's like swimming against the current. I've did that. I've done that for 40 years. I got burnt out. So I got tired of using willpower. I got tired of using Hollywood's version of success. I got tired of working hard. I got tired of working 3 jobs. I got tired of starting a freaking 23 different businesses. I got tired of going through all the damn multi-level marketing schemes and scams. I got tired of borrowing money from my family and friends. I got tired of living in poverty and stressing about how I'm going to get enough money to pay my bills. So I did everything that the Bible said. I went to church. I was a part of the faith movement. I was a licensed ordained minister. I laid hands on folks and all of that good stuff. I did everything I gave. But I was violating the hidden science behind success. So they didn't teach me that at church, man. They didn't tell me that I have to love myself before I could love somebody else. So I violated the number one principle, the number two principle, which says the number one principle, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. This is the first and the greatest commandment. Then it says the second is like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. In the original text, love your neighbor the same way you love yourself. So since I hated myself, I hated my neighbor, but I conned myself into believing that I love my neighbor, so I lied myself. I lied to myself the same way you've lied to yourself. The proof is the fact that right now you have a desire. Desires doesn't come from God. Now, when I say this, people get their panties in the water because they don't understand what I'm saying. So let me break it down for you. When you get a desire to do something, that violates the mandate to be something. Let me say that again. This is the greatest con job that that Lucifer has ever perpetrated on mankind. It worked on me. So you get a desire to do something that violates your design of being something. See, when you do something, you're going outside of being something. You are a human being. Really, you are a spiritual being. So the hidden science is to never do something that is outside of who you are being. That's called your anointing. That's called operating in your space. See, Yahushua, Jesus Christ, was the master of oscillating and vibrating in his space. He never operated outside of the will of the Father. He never established another universe. So when the Father looked down, he always saw himself, and he always responded to himself. The Father always responds to himself. So as long as you are inside of Christ, as I've said before, I challenge you to go into your favorite search engine and type in the word "in Christ" and hit enter. How many scriptures, how many times does it say to be in Christ? It's over 200 times. You mean to tell me that the universe has told you something 200 freaking times and we still are going outside of Christ? Now, Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. When you go outside of that office, you ain't got no power. Peter, we know. Paul, we know. Who the hell are you? So them demons, them dispositions, they walk through you like hot butter because you have no power. Your power doesn't come from no freaking book. Your power doesn't come from you. Your power doesn't come from something that you freaking learned, some damn skill that you picked up, some multi-level marketing company. Your power doesn't come from your spouse. Your power doesn't come from your dog. No damn rabbit tricks. I don't care how much magic you got. That pales in comparison to the freaking power of God. When you're standing in your position, brother, when you're standing in your position, sister, when you're standing in your anointing, now I'm not talking about all this damn churchy stuff. If you want to go churchy, that's great. But I'm talking about shizness that work. I'm talking about getting results. See, I've been in the fiery furnace. I am in the fiery furnace. I live by faith. Every month, I have no idea if I'm going to pay my bills or not. Every month. I ain't got no job. I ain't got no safety net. If I don't freaking produce, if I don't oscillate and vibrate with the right mindset, they repo my car. My insurance don't get paid. So every day I got to wake up and I got to vibrate inside of my universe. That means that I got to master my space. That means that I got to operate and vibrate according to this principle of giving. That means that I got to be in my mind more than I give with my hands. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got it. This is a universal principle. It says that you cannot give a person more in cash value than you take from him in monetary value. That says that your rewards in life always equals your service to your God first, to yourself second, to your neighbor third. So let me make sure you understand. So I'm not spending no time with God. I ain't got no relationship with God. I don't even know if God exists. I don't care how you slice it and dice it. Y'all already know when it comes to it for me. I don't put no label or no term or no limit on God, because I found out whatever label or term or limit some man can put on God, it just limits God. So to me, God is the pleroma. Now, I've challenged every listener to look up that word, and I've challenged anybody to come and find a better word for the Father, because in the Helios Biblios, he's called the Pater. The word Pater means father in English, which means generator. And in according to the book of James, chapter 3, it says that the Father, it says the Heavenly Father, he's the Father of lights. I'm a light. I'm a photon being. I've talked about biophoton. I have a book called Photon Physics that explains this entire principle. So Lucifer has photon too. It's called luciferance. So you have a gene inside of your body that interferes with the original light. Now you have a photon, and that it turns into a neurophoton, and that turns into a biophoton. Then you have a lucifer or a luciferance photon. All of this inside of the body. And you have attached to your DNA phosphate or phosphorus. So since this is attached to your DNA, I need you to under, I need you to over, and I need you to understand what I'm about to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you. Lucifer is another word for phosphate or phosphorus. That is one of the elements on the periodic table. So the Latin word that corresponds to the Greek word, the Latin word is phosphate. So phosphorus is another word for Lucifer. So phosphorus in Greek is a name that means light bringer. It is a name that means morning star. Phosphorus is a combination of the elements that are below carbon. There are three types of carbon, carbon 7, carbon 14, and carbon 21. This forms your DNA. Phosphorus has a number of 666, which relates to the carbon atom that is attached to your DNA. Carbon, as I've said on many shows, when I did my book on cosmic melanin, that's why you won't see me walking around talking about the black man is God. Because carbon, brother, carbon, sister, is the number of the measure of beast that it talks about in Revelation. Carbon, according to the periodic table, according to science, no religion. Put your Bible down. You don't need it. Not today. No religion. This is why you're not successful. Because if you don't understand the words that are coming out of my mouth right now, you will never override the carbon base system that you're operating in. Carbon, I don't know if you understand what carbon is. Now, there's one molecule difference between the material realm and the spiritual realm. One molecule. One. Do you know what that molecule is on a science level? So you're made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. That's what the human body is made up of. Don't believe me? Look it up. Triple dare you to look it up. Triple dare you. I triple dare you to look it up. But what is space dust made up of? When you go up into the heavens, what's up yonder way, brother? What is stardust made of? Triple dare you to look it up. I triple dare you to go to Google and type in stardust and hit enter. I triple dare you to do it. I triple dare you to do it. Triple dare you. Stardust is made up of hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. No carbon. What the is carbon, brother? Do you understand? You cannot oscillate or vibrate a part of the universe. Now, if you want to just make money, if you want to sleep with 12-year-old boys, if you want to fondle little girls, if you want to do this Hollywood version of success, man, knock yourself out. It'll activate that carbon-based structure inside of your DNA, and it will activate your kundalini, and you will be alive. It'll illuminate your third eye, and you will be able to see what Lucifer sees, and you'll be an extension of Lucifer. You will activate the same thing that activates inside of a firefly when he lights up. You will light up the exact same way, and you will do, guess what you would do? You will create success by mashing two seemingly unrelated ideals together, which is energy and currency. But your energy is your entity. So those two things together, your energy, which is an entity, and your currency, which is your current chi. It's your prana, it's your ruach, it's your spirit. That is the science behind it. So can you be successful? 99.99999% of the people that are successful, they are being powered by Lucifer. And they ain't got a damn clue. How do I know? I've been there, brother. How y'all think I sold over $1 million worth of real estate? How do you think I started 23 businesses? How y'all think I moved around the country? How in the world you think I passed? I was a functional illiterate. I just went and took the police test, and I said, C, 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 C. And I passed it. I was like, what? I passed it? When I became a police officer, I had warrants for my arrest in 3 states. I was like, how the hell did I do that? I remember going up in front of the board and the thoughts came into my head as to what to say. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. When I was 8 years old, I told you guys how I conjured. That's why what I speak, shizness, I read out of books. So I was a little dude, man. I used to get my ass whooped every day. And I was 13. I was standing in front of my mother's, my stepmother's house, my father's house, and my stepbrother and all of his goons beat me up and took my bike. And I remember, you guys, I told this story 1,000 times. I'm going to tell it 1,001. I called my brother and said, I ain't there, man. I can't help you. You got to fight for yourself. With tears rolling down my cheek, I made this statement. With emotion, and I was angry, and I said, I ain't never losing a fight again, ever. From that day till this day, I've never lost a fight. Because when I get into a confrontation, something comes over me. Now, you should listen to all of these serial killers and all of these people in prison when they murder and they kill people. They will make that same statement that I just made. They would ask, well, what happened to you, man? Why did you kill him? Say, I don't know, man. Something came over me. Listen to the testimonies in court, brother. Listen to the testimonies in court, sister. What the hell you think came over them? Do you understand what it means to conjure up demons and devils? Do you have a clue what it means to incarnate and then incantate so that way you can incarcerate? I wrote the book. I did the series 10 years ago. And why are you not successful, brother? You cannot be a child of God and driving and operating the tools of the devil. That's not how it works. Now, I was a Christian Satanist. That's why I was successful. Now, I did it in ignorance. Now I'm trying to do it the right way. And people don't understand what Brother Will. People tell me all the time, there's a thing going on right now. Right now, there is a thing. I shouldn't say thing. There is a business conference. Let me show you how this works, man. Dallas, Texas, there's a business conference that's going on right now. And the people, the leaders of this business conference, I'm not saying anything negative. I'm telling you how the system works behind the scenes. The head lady, her name is Pam Perry. I know Pam from way back in the day. Another one of the speakers at this city, I'm not saying is a gentleman that I invited to my coffee shop, bookstore, and learning center when he was a nobody, up-and-coming whippersnapper, if you want to use that word, just like me. His name is Rome Madison. No disrespect to Rome. Love the brother. Rome is speaking at this conference. There's another brother by the name of Simon Bailey. Simon is speaking at this conference. There's another brother by the name of, and this one is weird, his name is Della Torino, or Della Toro McNeil. He's speaking at this conference. And there's another brother who I knew, talked on the phone with, we planned together, we broke bread together, everything back when I was with my first mentor, who I've told you guys before, her name was Kama Anku. All of these brothers, we was in the same group with her. All of these brothers are multi-millionaires now. All of them, along with my life coach. Why they blew up and I didn't. Now, you need to wrap your brain around it. I got more books than them. I've done more shows than them. Everything that they've done, I've done twice. The last gentleman by the name of Dr. Walter Sims. Now, you can Google all these names. These are all people that I personally know. I didn't read about them in no damn book. They are successful, brother. They are successful, and they are all in the church. They're all church leaders. They all either got their own church or they're part of a big church. What is the science behind success, brother? What is the science behind success, sister? Now, let me make sure that you are clearly understanding what I'm saying. I am not saying that everybody that's in the church is a Christian Satanist. That's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you how the universe works. So you got two options today that you can use to be successful. You can do it God's way, or you can do it the devil's way. Those are the two options. You have a third option, which is the biological or the life way, which is still a part of God's way. That's why I said there are only two options. Now, I've chosen to go the biological way only because of that I want to use that because I came out of Christianity. So I'm just appealing to a different market. But when I'm speaking in front of Christians, I use the Christianese because those principles work. What are those principles, Brother Will? Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure will be measured back unto you. That is sowing and reaping. That's a principle. But how does it work? You go to church and you learn the scripture, but how does it work? Because the devil is in the details. So the devil is a linguistical God. So the devil knows that you don't understand linguistics. So he knows that when they change the language at the Tower of Babel and produce confusion, now God is not the author of confusion. So the language was changed at the Tower of Babel. The word Babel means Babylon. Babylon, Babel. Babel means confusion. It means you said a bunch of nothing. So the enemy uses a bunch of nothing. So in other words, I don't even know if I should tell you guys this because well, hey, we're here already. Let's knock it out. So the way that you confuse the brain is to say a bunch of empty words that have no value coming from someone who has what is called a term of endearment. Now, these terms of endearment are psychological words that disconnect the reason and logic frontal lobe from the love and compassion, the rear lobe of the heart. What does that mean? Biologically, now remember, I said at the beginning of today's show that the secret to success, and whatever your definition of success, is to understand why energy is the currency of the biological world. Because a energy, which we call chi, prana, the Bible calls it the ruach in the Hebrew, or the pneuma in the Greek. It means the vital principle that animates the body. So every body, if you got a BODY right now, if you got a dirt suit right now, if you got blood in your body right now, that means that you are alive because of the chi, the entity. Now, the only question I have for you today, I got one question. Which entity you got? Because your energy is your entity, and it is using your chi or your currency to produce a biological effect, which is chemistry. So you are a biological, electrical, chemical being. So therefore, what you do biologically impacts the evolution of the currency, the electricity inside of your chemistry, your society. So if you want to be wealthy, you got to understand the bio, which means course of living, ology based on words. So if I come to you and I say a bunch of words, I change your biology. That is why going to church is the most dangerous or the best thing that you can do. If you go to the wrong church like I did, and it wasn't wrong, in fact it was bad, it was wrong because of my intent. I went to church because I wanted one, fire insurance, two, money. Well, my intent was wrong, so that's what I got. You bring about what you think about. It's not the pastor's fault. You can go to any church. Church is as good as you are. Ain't no such thing as no bad church. Ain't no such thing as no good church. It's just bad people and good people. So you, brother, you are universe. So the universe is only going to respond to you if you are on its level. So God only responds to people who think like him. That's what the Bible says. Let this mind. Remember the word nous in the Greek means mind. Let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. So Christ Jesus was successful because he had a certain mindset. What mindset did Christ have? I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of my Father. The Bible says any man who seeks to find his life will lose it. What? Any man who seeks to find his life will lose it. That means you put down your dream. We had a problem with that, God. I'm sorry, man. I got stuff I got to do, God. I can't. What do you want me to do? You mean to tell me to put down my dream and follow your dream? What's your dream? Well, God's dream is The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. That's God's dream. So if you're doing anything that's stuffing out somebody else's life, you're not on God's side. You're not on a good team. So you are empowered right now by phosphate. It activates your DNA. In fact, it holds your DNA together. Now, I've been saying this for 20 years, 2-0. Actually, probably longer than that. Nobody understands what I'm saying. See, there is a chemical. There is a chemical that's found, brothers and sisters, inside of the dirt, in the red dirt, actually, the red clay. I mean, the first time I got to Albuquerque, it was the first time, and I went up to Santa Fe, New Mexico. That was the first time I saw this. And I didn't really understand this red clay. It was everywhere. And I went up on, they call it LL Hill. Triple dare you to look it up. Triple dare you. And I went up to LL Hill. It's called Los Lunas Hill. Now, what are the chances of a black man from Texas going to New Mexico and go to a city called LL, Los Lunas? I'm not even going to tell you what that means. Los Lunas. Los Lunatic. That's another story for another time. Los Lunas. And on there is something on that mountain that's been there that, according to scientists, they don't know what and how. Look it up. So I went up there. I was the first black man hired in the history of the police department. How did that happen? Can somebody explain that to me? Can you explain it to me? I've told you guys when I was here in San Antonio, I formed an organization called the DRACO. Look at the definition of the word DRACO. Now, for me, it stands for Deed Restriction Architecture Control Officer. That was me. I had a new position. You know, I developed the badge, the uniform, everything. Then I liked emerald green. Go to Google and type in emerald green. What is the emerald green? That's the color of a Lucifer. So what are you saying, Brother Will? Like, do you think, like, I just know this stuff that I know just by osmosis? Like, I was born knowing this stuff. Everything I'm telling you I knew when I was 6. I just didn't believe it. My name means in the shadow of God. If it wasn't for the grace and mercy of God, I'd be a dead man. Remember the Bible says that, I think it was Peter, when God told him, yeah, the devil desires to shift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. The devil desires to shift you as we too, brother. But God has prayed for you. So now that you know that, now you need to operate according to the principles of success, real success, not this Luciferian bullshitness that they're promoting in the world today. Because I did it for almost 40 years. The devil had me, man. Y'all don't understand. So you want to be successful? Hang out with the devil. He'll make you successful, brother. Unfortunately, it's going to cost you your life because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants your soul, brother. And he damn near had mine. In fact, he did, except for this thing called grace and mercy. So let me conclude with this, so that way you understand exactly what I'm saying. Because right now, the principles that you're operating with are probably Luciferian principles. That is why you're angry and you're not successful. Because see, the devil, he sends you through a bunch of shiznits first to get you angry. So that way you can do what I did and use a lot of emotion and say a statement in hate instead of in love. What if you got so angry that you want to love somebody? Only time I've seen people make emphatic statements is when they pissed off. I've never seen nobody make emphatic statements when they are in a state of love. Devil ain't stupid. How do you think demons get into this dimension, brother? Go ask the Satanist. How do you conjure up demons? Go ask them. If you don't know any, I know a bunch of them. I can tell you. You can talk to one of my Satanists, one of my witches, one of my freaking warlords and wizards that I know. I track them fools like freaking a bad habit. Why? Because they know I know what they know. Because I'm the only one saying what they're saying. But I'm exposing what they do. They don't like that. They emailing me and texting me, yo, man, why are you up there saying negative stuff about us? You used to be one of us. Yeah, I was one of you guys by omission. See, the devil lies by omission, meaning he leaves shizness out. He's telling you how to be successful, but he's leaving certain keys out. So you will be successful, brother. You will make money. Ask Kanye West. Ask Beyonce. Ask 50. Do you notice most of them fools had near-death experiences before they became successful? Do you think Kanye West is Kanye West? Do you think Beyonce is really Beyonce? Now, I've done the show already. I've talked about that movie that was on YouTube. That's not they took it down. I talked about the movie Jin, J-I-N-N, of how Lucifer comes in and take over people's dirt suits. Now they don't even hide it no more. They got all of these movies out. I saw like the series Grimm, all of these movies that talks about entities coming in and just taking over dirt suits. We watched the series Westworld on HBO. Whoa. You want to blow your cookies? That's Lucifer's definition of success. But the big G, he has a universe that you are a part of, brother. You are a blood cell in the body of Christ. What if my organs inside of my body decide to go rogue like you do and live the way you live? What if my heart decides to do my liver's job? What if the liver says, I don't want to be the liver no more. I want to be a spleen. Now, my body has purpose. Every organ in my body is designed to be something, not to do. But you want to do something, brother. You want to do, oh, brother Will, you understand, man. Today I'm going to do this, but tomorrow I'm going to do that. Now, I've done it, dude. You know how many stuff I've, you know how many jobs I've had? How many freaking business I've tried? And I never stopped and asked, what am I designed by God to do? That's why y'all wonder why I do Dear Kinnear reports. You don't understand. Dear Kinnear report is not an option. Unless, now, you ain't got to have mine, but you need to find somebody needs to tell you, you need to get on your knees and go before the big G and you tell him, God, what's my purpose in life? I'm inside of the body of Christ and I don't even know what the hell I'm supposed to do. What if my heart lost its memory and said, I don't know what to do. I'm going to stop pumping blood and I want to breathe. I'm going to take in oxygen. What if my heart decided to do my lungs job? What if my kidneys decided that they didn't want to filter out blood no more and they want to stop working? I'm a dead man. So you got a purpose, brother. You got a purpose, sister. And you mean to tell me you don't know what it is? And you are part of the body of Christ? That is success. Success is understanding the inside meaning of the outside declaration. That is why I'm a metaphysician. Everybody knows the principle of sowing and reaping. Everybody knows the principle of giving. Give, and it shall be given. They say that every Sunday before offering, go to church. And they say that the same scripture from Malachi every time. Oh, bring the will a man rob God? What the hell does that mean, though, man? How can a man rob God? Can you please tell me? It ain't got nothing to do with your damn money. It has to do with your time. It has to do with two things, brother. Your energy and your currency. Why is energy the currency of the biological world? You are the maestro. How can you create success? The only way to create success is to understand what is called intermittent growth and how to amplify it. Money is a unit of value. Money is an instrument of exchange. Money is a mechanism of keeping score, keeping value. Money is a symbol of value. So everything is about value. So this is what you have to do. You have to understand what is use value. You have to give more in use value than you take from somebody in monetary value. Why y'all think I do so many shows? Why y'all think I over-deliver when I do my stuff? Everybody's part of the Clarinomics program. The amount of money that you paid me, you're getting way, just the free. This show alone is free. I should be charged for this show, but it's free because I understand how the universe works. Because see, to him that has, more shall be given. But to him that has not, the little that he do has is going to be taken from him. That's the science behind success. See, use value is defined by what is useful for the person you serve. That's why I do Dear Kinnear reports. Dear Kinnear means service, brother. Do you know your Dear Kinnear report has nothing to do with you? Dear Kinnear report is how you deliver your currency to somebody else. That is why they are so important. Dear Kenia report is the only way for you to take your value and give it to somebody else in exchange for earning money. Dear Kenia means that your rewards in life equals your service to others. So let me give you an example. If you got a business, and let's say the business is paying you, let's say you got a job. You got a job, the job is paying you $5,000 a year. So what are you doing to receive $5,000 a year? So in order to receive $5,000 a year, you must provide something to your employer of value. So if you provide less than $5,000 worth of value to your employer, you are cursed by God, the universe. People go to work and they like, now this is what I should do. I was working security. I would go to the job. I would punch in. I would do one round and then I would go to sleep. And I was wondering why I wasn't getting blessed. I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, man, why am I getting, why? I'm working three jobs and I didn't have a dime. I had way more money than bills, but I couldn't figure out, brother. I couldn't figure out, sister, why I was successful, because I was violating the principle of value, the hidden science behind success. You have to give more in value than you receive in money. So I was getting paid $8, $9, $10 an hour, and I felt like them suckers wasn't paying me enough. So instead of going somewhere where I could expose, and expand my value, I cursed myself. You probably cursing yourself right now. So you got a job, right? Supervisor's paying you X amount of dollars on your job, and you're supposed to provide X amount of service. So if you're getting paid $50,000 from your employer, you should be given $75,000 worth of effort or value to your employer. Your rewards in life equals your service. So let me ask you a question. If I'm making $50,000 a year at my job, and I want to make $100,000 a year at my job, I'm not going to go ask my supervisor for a raise. I'm going to start providing more than $100,000 worth of value to my supervisor and to my employer. I'm going to start doing more, and they're going to notice me, and they're going to – I've been saying this for 25 years. You never have to leave a situation. All you have to do is outgrow it. This is what happened. Your situation will leave you. You ain't got to leave poverty. You ain't got to leave sickness. You ain't got to leave ignorance. You ain't even got to leave a bad relationship. All you got to do is love that person. Give, brother. Give, sister. Success is based upon understanding the definition of use value. So in other words, you have to, another way of looking at this, if I want to create more worth in my life, and this is important, if you want to be wealthy, give more effort. Don't increase the cost of the product. The cost, people will automatically want to give more for the product. Now, you will increase it, but it will be increased because of demand for the product. So in other words, let me make sure you understand, because this is really important. If you had a job that paying you $50,000 a year and you want to make $100,000 a year, you don't quit your job and go find a job that pays you $100,000 a year. You outgrow that job. You do things that people who make $100,000 a year do. You be the solution now, right where you are. Bloom where you plant it. Now, that's what I'm doing in my job. That's why I'm making more money. That's what I'm doing in my health or with my workouts. That's why I'm getting better results in my workout. That's what I'm doing when it comes to my wisdom. That's what I'm doing with my teachings. That's what I'm doing with my marriage. So I got my calendar that keeps track and reminds me every day I need to do something positive for my wife. I need to repair because I've damaged my wife. Because my wife right now, because of I freaking made all of these emotional withdrawals, and now that that bank account, the emotional bank account, is in the deficit. So I can't expect the emotional response because I've withdrawn all the emotional money. So it's my job to put deposits into my wife's emotional bank account and stop making withdrawals. So I'm not expecting my wife to do all of these great things. She does, but I'm not expecting that to happen. Why? Because for 8 years I've been taking and taking and violating the universal principle of God. This states that you cannot be a part of something and take from it and expect to grow. That is violating the principle. And most people that are listening to the sound of my voice, you are violating the principle of giving. You own a job. You in a relationship. You at a church. You're part of something and you ain't doing nothing. You just taking. Because you don't want to be there. The Bible says it's better not to be there than to be there and don't be there. What does that mean? The universe only responds to the universe. So it's better to be the universe, to be a part of the universe. But guess what? You're already a part of the universe. See, the biggest con job that was done on me was to get me to dislike me. That's the biggest con job. And then I taught that shizness to my damn children. And now I got a son who hates himself. And then he spews that hate onto other people. He don't even know why. He's just pissed off. You can call him right now and ask him why, and he don't even know why he's mad. He's just mad. But he's really mad at himself. But why is he mad at himself? Because he was taught that there was no value in himself. Because I thought there was no value in me. I didn't understand the biology of exchange, how money expresses something on a biological level. Money is not paper. Money is chi. Money is prana. Money is the ruach. Money is the pneuma. Money is the unit of value on this earth. And if you don't understand that, you got to exchange your energy, your chi, the animating principle of the body. Whatever wakes you up in the morning, that is your product. Stop trying to go get a product, brother. You are the product. Be you. You. That's your gift. Your gift is inside of you. So that was your gift is your instrument of exchange. So your medium of exchange, when you go to the job, I'm here. What can you do for me? The fact that I'm here, brother, that's enough. Me and you being our true authentic self, the way God designed us to be, and stop trying to be and do other stuff. Be yourself. But you don't like yourself. That's the whole purpose of the Clarinomics program, is to get you to see value in yourself, because right now you don't see no worth. You don't see no value. You're carrying yourself like you're not worthy. You're carrying yourself that you're not a royal priest. You're carrying yourself like that. You're not a royal nation. So the universe doesn't recognize you because you're not acting like a god. You're not acting like a royal priest. You're not acting like you've been called. You're not acting like you've been justified. You're not acting like you've been sanctified. You're not acting like you've been set aside. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. All who rise up against you shall fall. You are a royal priest, a royal priest. You are the apple of God's eye. You're made in the image and likeness of God. You are one molecule short or different from God. You're made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. God is made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and nitrogen. There's two molecules of nitrogen, no carbon. So if I can remove your carbon, the phosphorus, your flesh, if I can get you out of the flesh, brother, if I can get you out of the flesh, sister, so that way you walk in the spirit, you cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. But you're in the flesh. You keep responding to materialism. The secret to success ain't got nothing to do with materialism. It has to do with your spirit. It has to do with being one with God. The big G. I'm not talking about this watered-down version. I'm not talking no damn faith movement. I'm not talking, that's why I hate it. You cannot combine success, materialism, Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. True success is valuing people. You can't treat people like trash and expect to be blessed. It's not how it works, man. It took me 50 years to learn that damn principle because I've been chasing the dollar. I would sell my own grandmother for a dollar. And that is what's wrong with the black community. Every black man I want is chasing a damn dollar. And he ain't got no damn values. He ain't got no principles. He ain't got no morals. He ain't got nothing that he's willing to freaking draw the line in the sand and live for. Oh, I know you're willing to die for this. You die for your damn gang. You die for this. You die. But what are you willing to live for, brother? What are you willing to live for? What are you willing to dedicate your life and your soul and your energy and your time and your effort and your money? What are you willing to live for, brother? What are you willing to live for? I'm only willing to live for one thing. That's the truth. That is the big G. I want to know the hidden science. I'm not interested in no freaking parables. I don't give a damn about the outside meaning. Every Reverend Dr. Bishop, you can go to any church and find out the outside meaning. But if you want to find the inside meaning, brother, if you want to understand what the scriptures mean that everybody is freaking regurgitating, I'm not going to regurgitate something that freaking T.D. Jakes said. I'm not freaking Creflo Dollar's clone. I'm not trying to walk in somebody else's shadow. I am Willie E. Rogers. I'm going to be me because that's God designed me to be me. You got to be original or you're going to die a copy. Be original or die a copy. Dare to be you, brother. Dare to be you, sister. Look yourself in the mirror. See value and see worth. Stop trying to copy somebody else. Stop regurgitating somebody else's shizness. Be yourself. Find your own space. You are fearfully, wonderfully made. Your ministry is not supposed to be like T.D. Jakes' ministry. Your ministry is supposed to be like your ministry. That's why God gave you your name, because that is your lane. You need to oscillate and vibrate according to your giftedness. That is what is called use value. Use value, my brothers and sisters, is how you give you. So how do you increase your use value? If you want to earn more money, then what you want to do is stop thinking of yourself and start thinking of what is useful to others. Start thinking about people you serve. Start thinking about the universe. Jesus came on this planet, and he gave his life. You believe the story or not is irrelevant. The principle is what's important, man. The principle of giving your life for somebody else. I've been a selfish, egotistical prick for all my life. And now it's time for me to put other people and to think about how can I serve them instead of them serving me. It ain't about me, man. It's about me taking my gift and leaving it at the feet. It's about being one of the 24 elders. You take your crown. That means all of your worth and your value, and you lay it at the feet of the cross, brother. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow Christ. How can you improve more value to the people that you serve? That is how you are successful. When you go somewhere, man, don't ask to be served. Ask how can you serve? What can you do, man? Roll your sleeves up, man. Get involved. Stop sitting on the sideline. Turn off the damn TV. Help somebody else. Be you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of God. There's true science behind success is to see value and worth in yourself and take yourself to the marketplace and present yourself as one of God's ambassadors. You are an ambassador of Christ. You are his representative on earth. You are an extension of God. God is in you, operating as you, manifesting himself through you. And it is my prayer, my brothers and sisters, that you truly understand the giving principle. You have to give more in usable value. So I'm going to give you something, but you can't use it? I'm violating the principle. I can't give you what I want you to have. I got to give you what you can use. So don't give people what you got. Give people what they need. And if you don't got it, then that means that's not your calling. That's not your lane. That's not your anointing. So that means you get out of the way so the person who's called can step into that role and provide that service. Understand what you bring. I'm a didactic teacher. I'm not a traditional preacher. I am not no T.D. Jakes. I know my lane. I know that I am a biological, electrical, chemical preacher. I know that there is no place for me at a traditional church. So I don't expect to be received. So I make my own way. That's why I got my own books. So I got my own tapes. I've got my own platform. I could go to that platform that I was telling you guys about. All those people that are speaking at that platform, I know those people. We're all part of the same quote-unquote clique or circle. 20 years ago, however long ago, they're all millionaires. And I'm still struggling. I could have made $1 million. All I had to do was keep doing what I was doing. And sometimes I get angry. Sometimes I get disappointed. Because I don't have the stuff. People ask me all the time, hey, Brother Will, man, your teachings is great, man. I listened to your YouTube video. Dude, that was 30 views. 30. And I listened to this other fight thing on YouTube, and they got 3 million. I would like to have 3 million views. I know what I'm saying has worth, to have value, and has relevance. But I understand that I'm not in the big G system. This is Lucifer's world. This is a world of false faith. This is a world of flesh. This is a world that is based upon the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the cares of this world. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. I was friends with this world. And if it wasn't for the grace and mercy of God, I would not be here. Because God said, the devil desires to shift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you. I had a praying mother. I had a praying grandmother. I got a praying wife. And I got praying in-laws. That's why my black ass is still here. Brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got it screaming at humanity and sizzling to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun with the team. They come up with a ghetto getting money grubbing scheme. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Illusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.